International Bible Studies, Lesson for January 5th, God Hears the Humble. Key Verse. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. Psalm 10, verse 17, New King James Version. Selected Scripture, Psalm 10, verse 12 through 18. It is a blessing to begin this series of 2025 International Bible Studies by taking all of the key verses for January from the Psalms. They are a rich repository of wisdom, solace, comfort, encouragement, devotion, and heartfelt praise for our God and Creator Jehovah. Today's theme, God Hears the Humble, derives from our key verse. It acknowledges the fact that the Lord hears the desires of the humble and therefore prepares their hearts to receive them. We may ask, what is the Lord going to give them? Justice, verse 18 answers. God will do justice for them and for the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth, identified in this verse, will no longer be permitted to oppress them. Verse 13 of our lesson informs us that although these oppressors mock God, saying that he will not require an accounting of their evil deeds, he most certainly will. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8, New King James Version. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, they are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. Psalms 53, verse 1, New King James Version. Evildoers deny that they will ever have to account for their crimes, but a day of judgment is coming. God now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Psalms 10, verse 12 through 16, Acts 17, verse 30 and 31, New King James Version. The expression, man of the earth, in verse 18 of our lesson, stands in sharp contrast to those whose hopes are anchored in heaven. Earthly-minded persons have limited vision when it comes to the things that God values. They may instead esteem the advantages of cheating, stealing, lying, and intimidating to achieve their goals. Christians, on the other hand, fight these earthly instincts and seek heavenly-mindedness. Following the admonition of Jesus, they know where true treasure may be found. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21, New King James Version. James taught us, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4, verse 6 through 10, New King James Version. Peter augments the end of James's statement, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, New King James Version. In caring for you, God will hear your humble cries.